coming to you from the Woodland Baptist Ministry Center, home of the Woodland Baptist Church, on the 25th of July, 2021, The Truth Machine.
So our topic for today is truth. And I'm coming from the perspective of believing there is a God who has made us, who changes not, always does those things which are true, and he has spoken in his word, which also, oh, you want this on? Is that better? Oh, okay. Get so distracted here. So, as a little bit of background, I used to work at the Dunes Bible Camp during the summer, working with junior highs and high schoolers, and that's why I'm as old as I am now, because I'm really only 42, but working with junior highers and high schoolers will do that to you. That's also not true, okay? I did work with them, but I'm 30 years beyond 42. Anyway, so I came up with this as an illustration for them. And the one that I took down to the camp, did it die on us?
No.
Okay. The one that was at camp that year, when I was all done, one of the youth pastors who was there said, "Hey, would you make me one?" And I said, "No. But you can have this one." So that one disappeared. And I made one since. I made it with tubes that were too small and the balls wouldn't go down through it. Finally, got some good plumbing from our friends in town and put this together. And I've used it before, and some of you have seen this. If you have seen it, don't spoil it for the rest of us. Just hopefully you'll enjoy. And the rest, we're going to let you participate. What this is a series of tubes that you've seen. They represent paths of life choices. And then I have a bunch of ping pong balls. And as we drop them in from the top, then if that comes all the way through, then that is a decision that we made that had the result that we desired, okay? And I have an apprentice over here who's going to help catch the balls here, but not just yet. A couple statements that you need to know. First of all, I made this. Okay? I know. I sort of know how it operates, okay? And then, as I said, each ball will represent a life choice, okay? And as we go through this, in your notes, you can see that I've developed three principles that we want to teach and underscore today. So, if my associate, you see you've already been bumped up from apprentice to associate, we'll come here. We'll use this first one for our first illustration. There's the bucket there if you want it. Okay. I'm going to tell you. You're out of my way. You'll know when you're on. You won't be bumped out to an apprentice again. Okay, let me tell you something about this first two. There's nothing blocking it. Okay, so how many believe that if I drop the ball up here, it'll come out down here? Raise your hand if you believe that. Boy, a bunch of gullible people. No. Okay, so should we try this? Okay, you're on. Okay. Success, okay? And this was a choice in your life. Your choice would lead to the conclusion or outcome that you wanted. And let's try it again. How many think it'll go through? Okay. Some of you were wavering back there. Okay. And that's why he's catching the balls and not me. I wouldn't want to chase them down the floor. Okay, so that's the first one. And let me tell you what principle it teaches. You can see it there, number one. What is true, no matter what you believe. See, whether you raise your hand and believe that it was going, the ball would be able to go through or not, it has no impact on the truth. Truth is not impacted by your belief system. You might get on board a plane and go to fly and say, I don't think this thing can get off the ground. And then it takes off and you're in the air and you go, I don't believe that we're going to be able to land safely. I believe we're going to crash. And then you land safely and go, I didn't believe any of that. Did it impact the truth? No, it didn't impact the truth at all. Because what's true is true no matter what you believe. Your belief in something doesn't impact the truth. Truth is superior to emotions, because you might be emotionally invested in something and think, no, it can't happen. But whether you're discouraged or optimistic or not, doesn't impact truth. Truth is truth. How about your knowledge? Is it impacted by knowledge? No, it's superior to knowledge because your knowledge may be incomplete. We go back into history, it doesn't take long for us to run into things like flat earthers, and there's still some around that, evidently, who believe that the earth is flat, and I'm just glad I don't live close to an edge. But there are those who believe that, but that doesn't impact what's true. And it certainly isn't impacted by our will. If I say, I don't think it will, I will it not to happen, truth is going to win out over my will. I may choose because I have wrong motives or some faulty thinking, as we said, or my emotions are all askew. More I rely on the truth, the better off I am. Okay? For our passage, I've given you this one. Is John chapter 8, verse 30 and 31. Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So let me ask you a question that I sort of skipped over there at the beginning. What is truth? What is truth? Truth is what is in accordance with fact or reality. Okay, what's really real, if you want to put it that way, is what truth is. We may not have a good understanding, and so not have a real good understanding of truth about a particular subject. It may be something that we're learning, haven't quite got there yet. The truth is unchanged. Our understanding of it might be changing. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, and he says, for everyone who does wicked things, hates the light, doesn't come to the light, lest his works be exposed. Whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works are being carried out by God. Truth doesn't mind to be questioned. Why? It just has a same song to sing. It's going to say the same thing over and over again. Any lie doesn't like to be challenged. Why? What did I say the last time? And am I going to say the same thing? Anyway, truth is true no matter what you believe. Okay? So now we work to the second principle. Okay? And that's with two Jews now. Okay? I told you this one was clear and the ball was going to pass through and you believe. It gets more interesting. The further we go, the more important the issues are that we make, and the more issues there are with something. Let me tell you, in these two tubes, one of them may be blocked. Okay? One of them may be blocked. So we have our ball again, our choice in life, some decision that we want to make. We want it to match up with truth, hopefully, so that it will come about as it should. So, how many believe that the ball will pass through the left one? How many believe that it will pass through the right one? How many are uncommitted? Yeah, a lot more hands there. Okay. We're back to our associate here. We're going to try the one on your left, my right. You're willing to put your life on the line here, right? How many thought that this one was clear? Not very many. All right. Thank you very much. So, how about the other one? So, how many believe the ball will pass through that one now? How many have not raised your hand for either one of these? Yeah, that's what I thought. But you don't realize that you're making decisions all the time that are predicated on what you believe about what is true. Okay? So let's try this second one here. Are you ready? Oh, associate of mine?
Ready, ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that one wasn't blocked. I just told you it may be blocked. I didn't say that it was blocked. Okay? I see that some things have been rearranged here. Oh, well. Nothing like a good illustration gone astray. Okay, let's try it again. How many think it will go through on your left, my right? A little bolder now, aren't you? Okay. All right. How about the other one that I was fiddling with? How many think we'll go through on that one? Oh, you brave souls. Okay. I said it may be blocked. I didn't say it was blocked. You want to know the truth? The machine is broken. I have a pin that I was going to try and stick in the second one and block it. So the second time it went down, it wouldn't go down. But we twisted the pipe somehow, and my holes don't line up. So I couldn't stick the pin in. So I lost that whole illustration. But the point still is can be made. And that is, we don't always know what's going on. We don't always have all the information that we need, even when we go to make a decision, do we? So we come to the second principle. And this one is a nice complement to the first one. What you believe is true, you live. If you believe something is true, and you say, I don't care, I think that this is the way things work, you're going to live that way. Okay? So at this point, you want to make sure that the choices that you're making, the life that you're investing in your decisions is based on truth. Because if it's not, it's not going to pay off well for you, is it? Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way which seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Not every choice will end up the way that we want. You remember the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. And from that story, we have the account of the serpent approaching Eve and telling her that it would make her wise if she ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which God said, don't eat of. Did she know the truth? Yes, God said, don't do it. But listen to what played out in her decision. See if this rings true with any of us. But when the woman saw that the tree was, first of all, good for food, second of all, that it was a delight to the eyes, and third of all, that the tree was desirous to make one wise, she took the fruit and ate it. Did she know the truth? Yes, God had already told her what the truth was. Don't eat of it. The day you do, you shall surely die. But she goes, man, that looks good for food. And that it looks tasty. And an added bonus, I could get wise if I ate this. That would surely work for me. It didn't. I ran across this passage in Isaiah that I thought was instructive. Isaiah was a prophet in the Old Testament, talking to the children of Israel. And they were walking not with God. And this is what Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 47, 10 and 11. But you felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. See, what you thought and how you live was based on not what truth was, but how you perceive truth and you lived accordingly. He says, you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one beside me. But listen to God's conclusion about their situation. But evil shall come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. And disaster will fall upon you, for which you're not able to atone. And ruin shall come upon you suddenly, of which you know nothing. You thought you knew. You thought you were okay. No one was paying attention to what you were doing. But God was paying attention, and he says, there's things that you haven't taken into account that are part of truth. But what you believe is true, you live. So now we come to the third principle with our three pipes here. And before you come up and help me out here, there's three choices, and the choices are getting more important. What about your eternal destiny? Choice that you're going to make now. Which one of these are you going to put your trust in? Remember, I made this. Okay. You ready? Okay. Why don't you come down to this end? Let's see a show of hands. Oh, did I tell you? One of them definitely is blocked. Okay? And you're about ready to make a life choice. One definitely will not work. Okay? If we're talking in terms of eternity, your eternal destiny is there for you to make a choice. Which way are you going to go? How many think the left one is the right way to go? One, huh? Two? How about the middle one? No, one. How about the right one? Okay, remember, your eternal destiny depends on these ping pong balls. No, not really. But what I'm saying is, if we're the more important the decision is to be made, the more you want to be sure that you're right. Okay? So, we'll start with the left one. Uh-oh. I think there was a poor choice that was made there. Okay, how about the middle one? How many thought the middle one? A couple of you. Okay. Ready to catch it?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Now, all of you are confident that it was the right one, raise your hand. All right, you still confident? So if you had banked on any one of those three choices, you'd be in a world of hurt. Okay? What was your failure there in making those choices? Do you know? Read this line under on the top of your notes where it says, right under truth is what is in accordance with fact or reality. The truth machine is made by who? Me. Okay, what was your failure? You didn't ask me what you should do. I made this machine. I could have told you, I plugged those up yesterday. In the case of life choices, if we leave God out of the equation, the source of truth, we can make choice after choice after choice, thinking we have taken into all the equation, but we miss the vital equation. And that's our third principle. Are you ready for this? All truth. And listen carefully, because you're going to hear one thing, but I'm not saying that. All truth is relational. It's not relative. That's where our mind likes to go. Truth isn't relative, it's relational. And you go, what? I never heard of that before. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Any way that you think that you can get to God without taking the Maker into the equation, you'll be wrong. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. And the Son says, I'm the truth. If you'd only had asked. Proverbs 3:5-6 is probably familiar to most of you. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding and acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. So what we have here is a simple illustration of truth. What's true is true. No matter what you believe, truth is unchanged by our fact, our feelings, even our knowledge, our will, all unchanged. Truth is going to be this truth. What we believe is true, we live. Now, if we operate according to faulty knowledge or faulty understanding, we don't have all the facts, we're not making a decision based on truth, we're going to pay the price. Even when the machine messed up, you can get that point. And then the last one, all truth is relational. If you had just said, Pastor Tim, which one do you recommend that I put the ball down? I would have told you, none of those, they're all blocked. But no one raised their hand and asked that question. All truth is relational because the God who made us is the source of all truth. If we go to Him and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, somebody says, well, just go to church on a regular basis, donate lots of money, read your Bible and pray, and serve your community, and all those kind of things are good. You're going to be the best person in the community. You're bound to get into heaven. Wrong tube. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God does not have life. The truth is, life is sourced, as truth is, in the Creator, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I hope this little simple tool has given you some things to think about. If so, you can get a hold of me and we can talk some more about it. But I wanted to share those principles with you and use this cute tool. Thank you for my associate. Or should I? We'll raise you up to partner. How's that? Okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you sent your Son. And he went to the cross to pay for the penalty of our sin. We're thankful that you made truth known to us, the source of all truth. You made known that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And then you provided that Savior in your Son, Jesus Christ. You made known to us as well that if we put our hope and trust in you, we can have eternal life. There isn't any other way. And we thank you that you've made known to us, for you desire for us to be redeemed. And we thank you so much for that wonderful gift of grace in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.